Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 25th August 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean.
And I'm Jay.
So, just to let you know, last week I was doing this by myself. And I'm actually in the US now. It's 11:07 p.m. in Los Angeles. And Jay is back in KL. What time is it Jay?
There it is, 2:07 in the afternoon.
PM. Yeah.
Quite sad. I'm missing Sean. I mean, like right now he's in US. I can't feel his presence. I'm hoping him to come back to his motherland. So hopefully come back soon, Sean.
It'll happen very soon. So in the meantime, we just thought that, you know, we can try to figure this out while we are, you know, like 15 hours apart from each other. And always try our best to give you the best social media weekly experience possible. All right, so let's move on to the news. TikTok expands marketing partner program to Southeast Asia. TikTok's marketing partner program is a program that leverages on a set of marketing agencies to help create businesses in specific regions to optimize on their TikTok campaigns. 9 agencies have been selected to provide for the Southeast Asia and Australia region, which are ADA Asia, Buzzo Hero, Leverate Media, MNC Saatchi Performance, Media Donuts, NativeX, NewTap Online, TikTok Plus Vietnam, and Dot Matters. From the list, some agencies approach marketing from a data perspective, and while others from a more traditional funnel strategy, campaign strategy perspective. TikTok hopes that these companies will help businesses in the region approach TikTok ads with a more suitable manner. We did talk about it before, Jay, that a lot of businesses have been approaching TikTok ads in a more classic manner, which is the same as YouTube, same as Facebook, whereas TikTok keeps telling people that's not how you create ads, right? You have to create TikToks, not ads. And they are working with a lot of third-party agencies to help bring this experience over to all the businesses who are interested in running ads on TikTok.
Yeah, this is a good approach because, like, I think probably it's just the adaptability of the company itself, because it's very hard when you have that mindset. Oh, okay. When you talk about ads, the first thing you're going to think is the generic format instead of creating a TikTok essentially. So I guess industries should slowly try to adapt to this approach and then see what they can work around it, essentially, I would say.
Yeah. Wherever the attention is, that's how we should steer the way we do things.
Exactly. All right. Next up, Instagram Stories swipe up link going away. App researcher Jean Manchun Wong just yesterday announced that Instagram will be replacing the swipe up link on Instagram Stories with the sticker. Interesting. This is a popular feature that is only enabled once an account surpasses 10,000 followers. I mean, it's like the usual as well. Like even previously, if let's just say you want to get that swipe up link, you still need to have that 10,000 followers mark. Only then you can get that. I guess they're still keeping that on, which is a good thing. Instagram explains that stickers will give creators more control over where the link are placed in a story compared to a swipe up now. It also allows a message bar to be placed at the bottom like any other stories without the link. This allows for a better interaction for by followers. Stickers can also be placed just above a certain product in a story image, which gives it more of a shop feel. The new change will start rolling out on August the 30th. So guys, stay tuned on Instagram.
So I like this.
What do you think, Sean?
I like this idea because swipe up has always been like a very generic placement, right? So whenever you got a link, you swipe up and then it gets there. So most people, they can't do a lot of customization in it. And having a sticker is good because let's talk about these few things. The first is that when you have a sticker instead of a swipe up, you bring back the message bar. So people can actually, instead of swiping up to your content, they can actually respond to your messages as well, which is something, if you swipe up, the only reaction you can get from a user or a, let's say an audience is the swipe up to go to the link. They can't message you. They can't do anything else, right? So putting a sticker allows them to message you instead, which is good.
It's easier, I guess. I would say that it's faster in a sense. You get to save time, essentially. Instead of swiping up, going to the website, going to the link there and having a conversation with them, it saves much more time.
Yes, yeah. So it allows followers to interact with them again. And the sticker being placed on top of certain products. So for example, you have a story, right? Yeah. You're talking about a product. And instead of swiping up, you put a sticker there of the product itself, kind of like a little tag of the product tag.
Yep.
It helps with e-commerce businesses, which is what Instagram has been wanting to do in the first place, right? For a very long time. They want to be an e-commerce platform. And this is in line with what they're trying to bring to Instagram stories. And I like that.
I feel it's something, it's like a upgraded version of those, you know, those product placement kind of, like, for instance, okay, when you think of Transporter, first thing you think, what sort of products they advertise is mainly the Audi, the Audi brand. So I guess like with this, it's much more flexible with the kind of content that you can post. So let's just say an individual can be holding a book and all you have to do is just put a little sticker there of that book, or let's just say you put it at a snack. See, product placement essentially there. And I guess that is the main idea, what how they came about, because they wanted to have the shop feel, right? So it's interesting. It's something.
And you know, what is even cooler? Imagine if businesses, creators can actually put multiple stickers on one story. You hit a different sticker, you go to a different link.
It would be kind of cool though, if you think about it. Yeah. You take a picture of an aisle, you have different photos or different stickers of what you want to put. And like every sticker, when you click on it, it shows a certain product. And it's quite cool.
Exactly,
though.
Exactly. So yeah, that could be coming. Anyway, a standalone WhatsApp iPad app is coming soon. WA Beta Info announced that WhatsApp is currently working on a multi-device 2.0, which is a version that will let users connect to WhatsApp via an iPad and Android tablet without needing to be connected to a mobile device. This is very important. We did talk about this a couple of weeks back and also briefly explain how the chats will move between devices when we have multiple access points. Essentially, WhatsApp will store only one copy of our encrypted chat in their server until it has been downloaded to one of our devices, by which time the server version will be deleted. So this is what WhatsApp is saying. In order to protect our privacy, they don't have their own copy. So once we access the chat from another one of our devices, our chat history will also be updated to other devices as well. So that's how they make it work, the new architecture and the system. And I am very happy that WhatsApp is finally coming to iPad. We've always had all these third-party apps that may or may not actually protect our privacy.
Correct.
And WhatsApp having their own actually really works very well. I mean, the WhatsApp web doesn't really work on any browser on iPad. It's just not the same, right?
Yeah.
So having a standalone app will really help.
I mean, it would be a better convenience for all of us, essentially those very much staunch users of WhatsApp, I would say.
Yes. for the non American market.
Yep. All right. Next up, Twitter ads subscribes button directly to review. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it's review. Yes.
Review. Right. Twitter will be adding integration with its newsletter platform Review with a subscribe button that lets people subscribe easily. The test is being done with Android and web platforms, with iOS coming soon. Review is a newsletter subscription platform that Twitter acquired in January this year. This is a part of the company's plan to support freelance journalists and writers with a subscription service that allows them to monetize their works. Twitter has always been more of, you know, words platform instead. Like you have Instagram, which is images instead, and you know, a lot of, I noticed there's a lot of good write-ups that you can find there sometimes as well, and I guess a lot of journalists, because people that is more, you know, people that likes to type more would actually benefit this out the most. But I still would like to hear what do you think about this.
I like this idea because, like you said, right, Twitter has been a place for journalists to share their point of views, to share maybe a little snippets of what they just written, their opinion piece and things like that. And it is nice that they have this or this kind of like complimentary platform review, which allows journalists and writers to actually monetize their work. So this is how it works, right? You subscribe, you maybe pay, it's kind of like a Patreon format. You pay like $1 a month or $3 a month or something. And the more users you get, the more money you make, right? So then now what you're interested in as a writer is to write more content that will compel more people to pay on a monthly basis to read. Then Twitter says, let's buy this over, help the journalists. And now they're taking it a step further by saying that when someone, when a writer creates the post, then there is this button below that they can actually enable this button. They just hit subscribe and automatically the person who subscribes it will get into the newsletter.
It would be interesting though. Like just imagine if you're trying to read news and stuff like that. I think probably later on you'll be using Twitter more often as well. If you have to say looking out for news. That's the beauty part about it.
Yeah, exactly. So that is what Twitter wants to be. They were actually this for a long time, but then became a cesspool of people arguing with each other. But Twitter wants to redirect its format into this again, journalist platform again.
Beautiful, amazing
work. I'm loving
looking
it.
Looking forward to it.
Facebook brings Reels to its main app. If your brand isn't on Reels yet, we don't know how else to convince you to get on board. Facebook has been aggressively promoting Reels as an option to TikTok to a point where they're artificially boosting the reach and visibility of Reels. Last week, they are taking a step further by announcing that Reels will be featured on the Facebook app itself. Reels is coming to Facebook. This is the best that it can ever be. Anything short of Facebook, Reels actually going to WhatsApp, this is the best, the most that Facebook is really pushing in terms of the visibility of Reels. Some users in the US right now are already able to see suggested Reels appear in the newsfeed and also be able to create Reels right from the app. On top of that, creators will have the option of sharing their Reels to Facebook, which will see those Reels displayed with the user's Instagram profile name. Facebook is so desperate to compete with TikTok right now, they will almost do anything. If you're a brand, you should get into Reels right this minute. Now.
Very true. Very true. I can't see everybody is following TikTok though.
Yeah. So TikTok is now the brand to beat, right? The social platform to beat.
Yeah. Correct. Like TikTok, actually, to be honest, if you think about it, it's how would I say? I always saw TikTok as the one company that actually managed to utilize the video platform the best as it could. Because before TikTok, we had like other platforms like Musical.ly and stuff like that, but they didn't do as good as TikTok did.
Yes.
So
it was to me. It felt like platforms like Musical.ly and. There is this 6 second one, I forgot what's his name.
Vine.
Vine, yes. Vine. Yes. All those, I believe they are evolutionary versions that all led up to TikTok.
Actually, yeah, it's like a transformation of them.
Yes.
Essentially. And I guess TikTok saw like there was a niche to it and they picked up a bit here and there, and then they came out with TikTok.
So each one built on the success of the previous one and fixed the failures of the previous ones, and it all led up to TikTok.
That's amazing though. Like TikTok thinking about it, TikTok has been what, a couple of years old, and it's like still people, especially like platforms like this, social media platforms, think of it as a threat because the amount of user and the amount of engagement that you're getting on the platform itself is ridiculous.
You know? It's amazing.
But let's just see how Facebook is gonna. I like this competition among TikTok and Facebook essentially.
Definitely. I mean, competition is always good for the consumers, right?
Yeah, very true. All right, with that, Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook.
If you like Social Media Weekly, it would really help if you could rate and review it on a podcast video of your choice and on YouTube so more can discover it. Social Media Weekly is always on the lookout for a regular co-host to help us bring some depth to the show. If you're interested, please drop me an email at Sean, that is S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. That is all for Social Media Weekly episode 25th August 2021. My name is Sean.
My name is Jay, and I bid you adieu.
See you next week. Bye-bye.